It's been a strange few years for the Pacific Ocean, and it all started with something called the blob.
Which was essentially this pool of warm water, surface warm water, that just persisted with a lack of the usual oceanic storms.
Elliot Hazen is a research ecologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says during the past few years, the storms that would normally mix the water and cool the surface didn't come. This winter, that's changed.
Obviously, if you're looking out your window, we've gotten the full transition to an El Nino year, and we're getting strong rains. Earlier in the year, we had much warmer waters off the coast, even, you know, close inshore than the average year. So it really has been kind of an unusual, both physical, and then there have been also some pretty interesting and significant ecosystem effects.
That includes things like a lot of new tropical species.
You know, everything from sea snakes being found in Southern California, washed up on beaches. We actually had a red crab event here in Pacific Grove, where we had pelagic red crabs that are very small, almost lobster-like crabs that swim in the open water and serve as important food for many predators. They came all the way from their home in Baja up to the coast, essentially right off the southern Monterey Bay. And with them came a lot of other predators that were not usually seen, things like sport fish. There was a large increase in sport fish off the Southern California coast. And we even had tuna right off of Santa Cruz, which is a very rare event.
Scientists aren't sure how this works, but there are some guesses.
I mean, in some ways, it might be kind of like a oceanic highway that opens up, and that they have new habitat than they are previously able to go. And I think in many cases, it is this kind of following of the food.
And while some new species have popped up, others aren't being found or are dying in larger numbers than normal.
There's definitely a kind of a northern push to a lot of the species that we normally see along the coast. So I know that anchovy and sardine distribution has been further north than, you know, the center of that distribution has been further north than in an average year. At the same time, there have been very large mortality events for a number of pinnipeds, things like California sea lions, then the Guadalupe fur seals, and now also northern fur seals are having pretty large starvation mortality events.
Similar die-offs have been seen during past El Niños.
What was a bit different this year is I think some of the, especially with California sea lions, some of their higher pup starvation rates occurred before the El Nino fully hit.
That's a concern because in recent decades, pinniped populations have done much to recover after being hunted to historic lows in the 1800s. Biologists at the Marine Mammal Center in Sausalito are working hard to not only rehabilitate sick or underweight animals brought into them, but also to understand what's behind the recent die-offs. Sean Johnson is the head veterinarian at the center.
This is where we can have impact with the research, you know, trying to study why the animals are stranding, doing full studies and necropsies and collecting samples and trying to understand is it purely malnutrition or is there disease that are influencing on the animals.
Johnson says with warm conditions persisting, he doesn't expect this year to be any easier on the local seals. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.